Welcome to another eye-opening episode of Revealing the Truth About Islam, the radio show that shines the light of truth into the darkness of Islam. Exposing the lies of Muhammad, exposing the errors in the Quran. It's Revealing the Truth About Islam. And now, here's your host, author, conference speaker, and Islamic expert, Usama Dakdar.
And hello and greetings to you in the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. It is our joy to have you with us as we continue our study of Islamophobia and the 2020 election. In our last program, we talked about the controversy of Ground Zero Mosque. Professor Todd Green told us that lots of people in America rejected the idea of building the mosque in Ground Zero. He gave us a number around 57% of the people in America from both parties, that is Republicans and Democrats, who oppose the building of a mosque in Ground Zero. And if you live in New York, trust me, you know that there are plenty more liberals there than those who call themselves conservative. So the idea for Muslims to build Ground Zero Mosque was rejected by plenty of people in New York and all over America. Now, Professor Todd Green is going to continue to tell us more about that. That is including Mr. Barack Hussein Obama himself. He himself was rejecting the idea for Muslims to build a mosque in Ground Zero. And if you wonder why, I am glad you asked, for today we will discuss this matter as we expose the reality of Professor Todd Green's agenda of Islamophobia and expose the reality of who Obama really is. And without further ado, here is Professor Todd Green, who stated...
That includes Barack Obama, and he felt a lot of pressure to speak on this topic. And eventually he does come out and speak. Initially he says, Muslims have the constitutional right, the First Amendment right, to build a worship structure, as long as they follow all the rules that you're supposed to follow with zoning and whatnot.
Once again, in case you did not hear what Professor Todd Green said about Obama. Obama was one of those who rejected the idea for Muslims to build Ground Zero Mosque in downtown Manhattan. But he have some kind of different opinions. Or he changed his mind. He was against it after he was for it. He said, Muslims, listen carefully, have the constitutional right and the First Amendment right to build a worship structure as long as they follow all the rules that you are supposed to follow. What rules? The zoning and whatnot. Did you like whatnot? I searched for that word whatnot online. I found that it is a word people use if they are continuing to talk about the details of something which is repeating the same words for the same subjects. But that's not the reality of what we're talking about here in Ground Zero Mosque. Ground Zero Mosque is not a place to worship. And as I said before, I repeat again, have the American people know what Muslims say in their prayer, in their worship? They will close the last mosque in America without a second thought. That's not like a church where we worship our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ, where we worship God in spirit and in truth. It is propaganda lies of Mr. Barack Hussein Obama. But he said as long as they follow what? The rules that you're supposed to follow. Let me put it this way, America, and I'm going to tell you about what's coming to you if you have not seen it already in your community. The rules is the church is built for people to worship inside the church. But guess what? When mosques are built in America, that does not mean Muslims are going to pray inside the mosques, because Muslims prefer to pray outside in the street. And the day is coming in America when Muslims will close the streets, especially on Fridays, so they can have their freedom of worship outside the mosque. After all, the mosque is not big enough to host all the thousands of Muslims who live in your community. So there is no rules to be followed. If you talk about the rules of construction, yes, I understand how much cement you need to have in the building, how much iron you have in the building, how much deep the foundation, on and on and on. All that, obviously, Muslims will follow. But the rest of the rules is to be put aside. How about the theology rules? Does the First Amendment, which Mr. Barack Hussein Obama is talking about, and the constitution rights, which Mr. Obama is talking about, do these things fit with Islam and the theology of Islam? Once again, the answer is absolutely not. As I shared with you in our last program, I repeat again today, there is no freedom of religion in Islam. Islam teaches the words of Allah in the Quran, the commands of Muhammad in the Hadith, which are the sources of Sharia. If you leave Islam, we have to kill you. And the same rules also teaches them to kill infidels if they reject to submit and accept the new reality of the religion of Islam, if that's what you want to call it. I call it a savage cult. So under these circumstances, I'm sorry to tell Mr. Barack Hussein Obama and Professor Todd Green and all those liberals who love the Muslims for hell, the day will come and Muslims in America will reject all the rules about having a place of worship, and their theology does not fit with our Constitution or our First Amendment. But then Professor Todd Green said the following.
He gets some backlash. He actually takes that backlash to heart, and then about a day or two later, he steps back. He steps off of what he said, not quite as strongly at least, and says the following. I was not commenting, and will not comment, on the wisdom of putting a mosque there. I was commenting very specifically on the right that people have that dates back to our founding.
This is the reality of what took place in Ground Zero's mosque with the words of Mr. Barack Hussein Obama, who was the president of the United States of America. He told the truth that Muslims have the right under our Constitution and under our First Amendment to have a place of worship. But then Professor Todd Green said Mr. Obama got some backlash. Why did Mr. Obama get backlash? After all, we all know in America Islam is love, Islam is peace, and Muslims have all the freedom which the whole world wish to have. Therefore, they are living here, they have the right to enjoy our Constitution, our First Amendment, to build a mosque. You see here, we have a problem. We're contradicting ourselves. Are we for it or against it? Why were the American people upset with Mr. Barack Hussein Obama for allowing the Muslims to build a place of worship? If they're really worshiping, same God we worship, and if they are loving and peaceful people. That's why Mr. Barack Hussein Obama is now holding the stick in the middle. He don't want to upset the Muslims nor the liberals in his party, but at the same time, he does not want to be removed from office in the 2012 election. So what do we have? We have a new statement from Mr. Barack Hussein Obama. And I want you to listen carefully to what Obama said. He said, I was not commenting and will not comment on the wisdom of putting a mosque there. Excuse me, what you were talking about? We have a problem, and the problem is about building Ground Zero Mosque with the leadership of Imam Faisal Abdul Rauf. And you said Muslims have the right to build a mosque there under our Constitution and our First Amendment. So what do you mean you were not commenting about building a mosque there? Are you talking about Muslim building a mosque in Saudi Arabia or in Egypt? Since when the president of the United States of America will give a comment about building a mosque in Saudi Arabia or in Egypt? And what constitution and what First Amendment have to do with Saudi Arabia or Egypt? Obviously, Mr. President, you were talking about the building of Cordova Mosque in Ground Zero, sir, downtown Manhattan. You're not talking about some mosque somewhere else in planet Earth. But that's how Obama always like to take the middle ground. He's not on the right, he's not on the left, he's somewhere in the middle. Like if you examine his vote for the 2 years when he was running as a senator, he always vote, I'm here, I'm present, but he never voted for it or against it. Don't you love that about famous liberals in America? But let's continue. Mr. Obama said, I was commenting very specifically on the right that people have that date back to do, and then we have some words. I could not understand what he said. But I can tell you, my friends, from other speeches of Mr. Barack Hussein Obama, like the one we have in Baltimore previously in our study, Mr. Barack Hussein Obama was bragging about the old mosques in America and how many mosques in America were built in the 18th century and early 19th century. So maybe that's exactly what Professor Todd Green is talking about. Muslims have always been in America, and they always build mosques in America. Therefore, they have the right to continue building mosques in America. No, Mr. President. Once again, Muslims have no rights to build any mosque in America. Unless you are so naive and so ignorant of what Muslims believe and what the future of America will be like under Muslims' dictatorship, under Muslims ruling this land, when they will have the upper hand. It's like I said before, it's like a cancer. Few cells of cancer in your body will not harm you that much. But what happened 6 months later or a year later when the stage of cancer moves from 1 to 2 to 3 to 4 and then the doctor will tell you only have a few months to live? That's exactly what would be the case in America when Muslims have the upper hand. So I don't believe any Muslim has any right to build any mosque in America, especially when we know what Muslims believe and what they will be doing out of these mosques in the near future.
Have you always wanted to read exactly what the Quran teaches, but didn't know which translation you could trust? Most English versions of the Quran have glossed over many of the troubling passages and sugar-coated the violent and immoral teachings written within Islam's holiest book. After years of careful translation, with assistance from scholars around the globe, the Straight Way of Grace Ministry is pleased to offer the single most accurate modern English version of the Quran ever produced. This study Quran is packed with valuable resources such as detailed study notes for the reader, comments and references regarding the many errors and contradictions in the Quran, careful comparisons with biblical accounts borrowed and corrupted by Muhammad, information regarding the original sources that Muhammad adopted, highlights of non-Arabic words and idioms within the text of the Quran, a detailed table of biblical prophecies about Jesus, and a clear presentation of the evidence for the Bible with a powerful gospel invitation. This modern English translation will equip you with the knowledge you need to reach those lost in the darkness of Islam. Visit us online at www.thestraightway.org to order your copy today. Case discounts are also available. The Straight Way of Grace Ministry travels all across the United States to speak to churches and organizations with captivating and media-rich presentations on a wide variety of topics. Please contact us at 941-223-1703. And now, back to our show.
And now, let me talk about the wisdom which Mr. Obama is talking about here. That's when he said, yes, indeed, Muslims have the right to build mosque in America anywhere, but that's not very wise to build a mosque here in Ground Zero. These are not my words. This is exactly what Mr. Barack Hussein Obama said. He said, I was not commenting and will not comment on the wisdom of putting a mosque there. Wait a minute, Mr. President. I thought Islam is wisdom. I thought Islam is love and peace. So what is wrong for allowing the Muslims to build a place of worship where in it they practice wisdom and they teach us wisdom? See, my dear friends, you cannot have it both ways. Is it wise for Muslims to build a mosque in America? Yes or no? Is Islam a loving, peaceful religion which will help the Muslims and the American people to be wise or not? Because if it is not, then we should never allow Muslims to build any mosque in America. Not in Ground Zero, not in any city in America. But if there is wisdom in Islam and love and peace in Islam, why not? Is it because the 19 hijackers were Muslims? Is that why we should not allow Muslims to practice the loving, peaceful Islam and the wisdom of Allah, which we study about in the Quran and the saying of Muhammad in the Hadith in downtown Manhattan? You cannot have it both ways, Mr. President. I believe if the American people have some knowledge about Islam, once again, they will have all the wisdom they need and they will remove all mosques from the land of America, especially, as I have shared before, from the strategic goal, which is the handwriting, the blueprint of the Muslim agenda for North America. They told us that they will be building mosques and they will be using these mosques as a military base to launch attacks to wipe out the American people from the face of the earth. And the day is coming, and this will be where you see hundreds of thousands of Muslims all over America launching attacks on 1 hour on a day they choose to fulfill their duty before Allah, performing jihad all over America, because that is the wisdom of Allah. If the American people know it, the problem is we do not have a clue what Muslims believe and what they are capable of doing in America. And the scripture foretold in Hosea 4:6, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. And I can say it again, my people are destroyed for lack of wisdom, which cannot be found except in the truth of the Word of God. But let's continue a little bit more with Professor Todd Green.
So he equivocated. In this one controversy, in Barack Obama's struggle to respond in a consistent way, we have the Democratic Party in a nutshell. I condemn any efforts to stop Muslims from exercising their constitutional rights, but hey, I'm not saying this is a good idea, all right? So we're trying to appeal to a broad segment of the population, at least.
Professor Todd Green is summarizing the reaction of Mr. Barack Hussein Obama to the Ground Zero Mosque in one word, which is the word equivocated. What is equivocated? I looked it up online and I found it is to use ambiguous or unclear expressions, usually to avoid comment or in order to mislead, prevaricate, or hedge. So now we can all say thank you, Mr. Obama, for misleading us, the American people, about your people and about your religion. Thank you, Mr. Obama, for being this wishy-washy, holding the stick in the middle, and we, the American people, are paying for it after 8 years of your existence in the White House. And sadly, until today, all liberals in America could not see anything wrong in the misleader of this great country, Mr. Barack Hussein Obama, for 8 years, especially when it comes to Islam. Professor Todd Green told us that in this controversy, Barack Obama struggled to respond in a consistent way. We have the Democratic Party in a nutshell. And listen to his own words now. Mr. Obama is telling us, according to Professor Todd Green, I condemn any efforts to stop Muslims from exercising their constitutional rights. But hey, I am not saying this is a good idea. Wait a minute. Can the constitutional right be interpreted as a bad or a good idea? Mr. President, hello, my liberal friends. Are you listening to your own president of 8 years of the destruction of America? This is a man who quadrupled the number of Muslims in America in 8 years, not only in their existence in our country, but in their existence in our government, in every important office that he appointed them to. It is not a good idea. Wait a minute. If it is their constitutional right, sir, that means they have every right to practice it, which means it is an awesome idea. Not just a good idea, it's an awesome idea. This is a problem of having a weak leader like Mr. Barack Hussein Obama. Professor Todd Green said Mr. Obama did that simply because he is trying to appeal to a broad segment of the population. Finally, Professor Todd Green said,
it's constitutionally right for Muslims to build an Islamic center there, but I'm not sure it's morally right. So he doesn't have a strong moral statement or moral position, he's taken, which is par for the course in many cases of the Democratic Party.
Once again, these are the words of Professor Todd Green concerning Obama. He is reading what is in the mind of Obama. You have to understand now, Professor Todd Green is a liberal professor. He loves Obama more than he loves Jesus. And I'm not joking about it. If he truly loves Jesus, he would love the Muslim people and leads them to Jesus. But he cares less about Jesus and the will of Jesus and the commands of Jesus because he loves Obama and the will of the liberals of America, including the destruction of America by bringing Muslims to America and allows them to build mosques all over America. This is not a conservative guy who does not like Mr. Obama. He loves Obama and he hates people like me. All right? So he said it is constitutionally right for Muslims to build an Islamic center there. No, sir. It is unconstitutional for Muslims to build a mosque in Ground Zero or anywhere in America. If you just have a clue what they teach and what they say in their prayers inside that mosque. That's fact number one. And then he said, but I'm not sure it is morally right. Excuse me. Do you people hear yourself when you talk? Do you understand what you're saying? If it is constitutionally right, it means it is also morally right. Or it would not be in the Constitution. We have freedom of religion in America. And that is the Constitution. And that is morally 100% right. People can worship whatever they wish. But when you put Islam in it, that changes everything around it. Why? Because Islam does not allow freedom of religion. Muslim people who believe in Islam, they're ordered by Allah to kill their own when they apostate from Islam. And they're also ordered by Allah to kill our people if they will not submit and accept Islam. I do not know how many times I need to say that for liberals to get the point. There is no morality in Islam. It is immoral for Muslims to practice Islam in America. But according to our Constitution, the people of America have the right, and it is morally acceptable for all the people in America to worship whatever they wish, as long as they stay within the border of our Constitution, which says we must have freedom of religion. And that is something that will never exist in Islam. Professor Todd Green ended by telling us his personal opinion of the Liberal Party, the Democrats, and of Barack Hussein Obama. And don't forget, this is his beloved president. He said, so he does not have a strong moral statement or moral position, which is par for the case for the Democratic Party. Don't you love it, my dear friends? The word bar in the dictionary is the usual standard. This is the norm for the Liberal Party and for its leaders, if it was Barack Hussein Obama or someone else, as you will see them in the near future. They are immoral. They are people who do not have a standard of what they believe and what they ought to fight for. They are wishy-washy. They're lukewarm. They are for it and against it at the same time. That's exactly the problem with the Liberal Party in America. To the point that the day is coming and the liberals and their leaders will tell you that evil is good and good is evil. They will praise Islam and ridicule Christianity. Yes, indeed, Professor Todd Green, your Obama and your Liberal Party have no strong moral statement or moral position about almost everything about life. And that is the reality of the future, how America will be destroyed by the liberals and its leaders. And to continue our study of Islamophobia and the 2020 election, please join us again in the next broadcast. And until then, may the true God of the Bible continue to bless you and yours.
Perhaps the greatest fear that Muslims have is the constant insecurity that the Quran declares about heaven and hell. According to Islam, no one can know for sure if they will spend eternity with the Lord in heaven or suffering apart from him in hell. Even Muhammad said that he did not know if even he would make it to paradise. Did you know that the Bible says that you can know 100% for sure that your soul will be with the Lord after death? God knows that it would be impossible to live a life of joy and peace if a person was always in doubt about their soul. God wants you to be sure. In fact, Jesus had to come to this earth and die on the cross so that you could know that you had eternal life. You see, our problem is sin, which is rebellion against the God who created us and loves us. God is perfect and holy, and he cannot allow sin into his heaven. We must have our sins forgiven and removed, and that's why Jesus suffered and died on the cross, to pay the penalty for your sins and for mine. Because of what Jesus did on the cross, God can forgive you. He can save you, no matter who you are or what you have done. God has done everything necessary to save your soul. But now, the decision is up to you. Will you turn away from your sin and rebellion and trust Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Good works, church attendance, and baptism cannot get your soul to heaven, but Jesus can. The Bible says, whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Why don't you call out to the Lord right now? Perhaps saying something like this. Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner and that I do deserve to be punished, but I believe that you sent Jesus to die for me, to pay the price for my sins. Right now, I turn away from my sin and I invite you to come and be my Lord and my Savior. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen. Have you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? Or perhaps you have further questions about Islam or Christianity? Why not take a moment right now and visit us online at www.thestraightway.org. That's www.thestraightway.org. May God bless you richly until we meet again right here on Revealing the Truth About Islam. This program has come to you by satellite on the VCY America Network. Please support the station which carries this program. Thank you.